in the North West London Christian Church, we're studying through the book of 1 John. The sermons, of course, can't cover every detail, and so I'm recording a few podcasts with some extra information about some of the verses. We've reached 1 John chapter 2, verse 9. It reads, "Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the darkness." How sad to be in the darkness, but even sadder it is to claim to be in the light when actually one is still stumbling around in the darkness. Jesus wants us to be in the light. He gives us as Christians the opportunity to get into the light. He continues to help us to stay in the light as his blood continues to purify us from all sin. But we have a choice. We have a choice as to whether we remain in the light or whether we are truly still in the darkness or returning to the darkness. And the book of 1 John, and this verse sums it up, is so much about what it really means to walk in the light. And love is again the test. It seems that one of the claims of the false teachers is being refuted here. They're saying that they are in the light, but they don't have to love the brothers. They don't have to continue in fellowship with the church. They've pulled themselves away. They say it doesn't matter. We have a more superior understanding. But John says, no, if you claim to be right with God, to be in the light, then you must love your brother. In chapter 1, verse 6, if we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness. Verse 8 of chapter 1, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves. Chapter 1, verse 10, if we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar. Chapter 2, verse 4, the man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar. Chapter 2, verse 6, whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. And now here in verse 9, anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the darkness. Not helping Christians in need is a serious matter for John. Chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. The commandment of love is the distinctive commandment of this new covenant. And the test of obedience is, first and foremost, a test of love. And this love is not sentimental feeling, but it's action, as we mentioned already in chapter 3, verse 18. Let us love with, not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. The Christian community is not a group of people who feel like they love each other. The Christian community is a group of people who actively sacrifice to love one another. That's the point of Christian community, and that's living in the light. The light is not something that we're just supposed to be fascinated by. It's something that's supposed to change us. Recently, my wife and I made a visit to a place called Waddesdon Manor out in Hertfordshire. It was built in the late 19th century and was the first large manor house to be built with electricity built into its systems. Queen Victoria, who was on the throne of England at the time, heard about this and made a visit to Waddesdon Manor when it had been finished. It is said that in one of the rooms where there was a large chandelier powered by electric light, she went in and spent 10 minutes switching it on and switching it off and switching it on and switching it off again. 10 minutes, fascinated by something she had never seen, what it meant to be able to turn on the light and then suddenly plunge oneself into darkness. Well, she was fascinated by that, but the point is to be in the light. And as much as we as Christians claim to be in the light, then we must live it. And the way we live it is by loving our brothers and our sisters. So today I would like to encourage us not to just feel good sentimental feelings of love towards our fellow Christians, but to actively think of ways today to show that love to them. We'll go on to verse 10 tomorrow, but until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.